Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks to our friends at U Stadium for supporting this podcast. Download U Stadium and talk to all kinds of sports fans, win great prizes, and take part in amazing events. You can also subscribe to the U Stadium YouTube page for exclusive shows like Time Out with U Stadium, The Sports Desk, Play Like a Jet, and many more. That's ustadium.com.
It's time to BS.
Did you know that Rob Van Dam's wife is a porn star?
I don't know that. How did I miss this? And what's her name?
A U Stadium podcast.
Wait, what? Whatever. Wait, what? Repeat that to me? Did you just ruin bacon, egg, and cheese?
No, I did not. I did not.
Repeat the sandwich you told us. Me, please. Have you actually ever ate this?
Yes, I did. It's really good. Yes, I did. It's really good.
That's disgusting.
It's not. It's really good, actually.
It's time to BS.
Please, for the love of God, work. I'm sick and tired of this shit. I have never been more frustrated in my life when doing this. We had a whole ass thing going.
It was working perfect.
Whole ass thing going, it was working perfectly. We were talking about meat. We were talking about diet.
I just don't understand how it's like, I'm like, why?
Go closer to the fucking microphone.
I just don't understand why it's evolved into that.
I'm just, I'm annoyed. Profusely annoyed.
Yeah.
We recorded 4 times.
Yep.
I am so beyond annoyed for John in particular, and myself, because this shit always happens. It is frustrating. It's all hell. Because I love doing this show.
Yeah, like, you know, we're working, guys, and we put our time into doing this, and we're free, and then, you know, technology decides not to work.
Technology decides, of all things, to not fucking
work.
Just doesn't, just decides to, hey, we're gonna be a bitch today. Fine. Fuck you.
Yeah.
John, how are you doing?
I'm good, man.
Welcome to episode 132 of Time to BS.
We're gonna get a very half asleep John.
Oh my god. Hopefully this will be done quickly so we can all get to sleep.
We gotta we just gotta go through these headlines, man. Give us our thoughts. We just gotta get through this.
We just gotta get through this because I gotta fucking drive to Virginia.
Yeah. We gotta go for that elephant in the room, man.
Still going.
Elephant in the room, the Super Bowl.
Still going. All right. Yeah.
We got to go for the Super Bowl.
First of all, this is Super Bowl. We'll get to the end of the show. But James Harden got traded.
Yeah.
Daryl Morey needs to be fucking fired ASAP.
That trade's going to bite them in the ass.
I don't care what happens. This brother needs to get fired ASAP.
Harden's production is down due to the change of rules in the NBA.
And some idiot decided to think it was a good idea to trade for 2 first-round picks. Plus Andre Drummond.
Plus Seth Curry. Plus the centerpiece of it, Ben Simmons.
What a moron. What a moron. This might be a half-hour podcast. I'm all for it. But, oh my god, you fucking morons.
Daryl Morey.
Daryl fucking Morey. He's done it again. Unbelievable, man. Yeah. Unfucking believable.
He'll have him be without the job probably in 2 years when the Sixers like end up like a ninth seed or something.
Yeah, they'll probably end up as a ninth seed or something.
Like, not this year, probably next year or two, they'll probably make the playoffs in 2 years now. Or if, like, they do bad and one of those picks ends up being really good for Brooklyn. That's another thing. You don't want to trade first-round picks to a team in your division.
No. You never want to do that.
He traded not one, but two of them.
Traded 2 first-round picks for a fucking...
If you trade them to a team in your division...
I was about to break something. I was about to break something for a good 2 seconds. It froze again. Jeez. It's still going.
I think we.
This has been the whole night. Yeah, it's been for the past hour and a half.
We have to just make sure we can beat the clock, man.
Can I just beat the tech? I got a bone to pick with baseball. I don't know how much you've been following the new CBA.
Well, this whole lockout in general is just fucking disgusting.
So let me get this straight here. This is all because of. Award bonuses. This is all because of the veteran players. By the way, I'm signing with the players here. Because the players want what's best for the young guys.
Yeah, the teams, the owners are greedy.
The ownerships excuse my French, are cheap fucking Jews.
They are.
Excuse my French, but it's true.
That's what they are.
They literally are.
Like your average, like look at the owners of baseball.
You're telling me you don't have $1 million?
They have billions. To give to your players? Billions. They can afford to own a professional sports team. They
if you were money. Able to afford the Tampa Bay Rays.
That might be the most worthless team in America. Like value.
If you're able to afford the fucking Rays.
You're loaded. Loaded.
You're loaded.
Generational wealth.
Exactly.
To own a major league sports team in the United States of America.
Are you fucking
kidding
me? You
gotta be a multi-billionaire.
Are you fucking kidding me? Still good. Still good.
You going?
Froze again. It's still going. It froze. It froze for a good few seconds, but it's still going.
Yeah. I think we just have to just keep this one going and then try to like just patch things together, I guess.
Computer, why are you being such a bitch to me now? Why? Just why? Ever since this stupid thing updated, it has been shit. It has been shit.
Isn't anybody like roll it back?
I don't know. Is there a way to do that?
I'm not sure.
I hope there is. I really do hope there is. This is fucking stupid. We had 3 perfectly good podcasts going. And then they just turned to shit. Because of this stupid fucking computer.
This computer is just not going to let us make it, man.
It's not. It's not. It's the succubus. It is the she-devil. Yeah. She will haunt me and suck my insides dry. All because I haven't gotten a new computer.
Yeah, I think it's time to start up the GoFundMe, man.
GoFundMe. GoFundMe.com. Get Dan a new computer.
Yeah, I think... Yeah, I have a feeling where that might be...
Here's the funny part about this whole thing.
This might be the new move.
Here's the funny part.
Make...
That computer right there works. That thing works. The only thing it's missing is the graphics card. To the right of me, for those listening, is a full-on gaming PC. It is missing one part. The graphics card. One part. That's it. And then I know a guy that can get this thing fixed for me. Unfucking believable. Plus, I got a monitor right there. I got a monitor on my desk. Yeah. I have the mouse. I can get the keyboard. I want to get two monitors.
Then you have a setup.
And then I can move all of my shit except for, you know, my bank information on here straight to there.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm just annoyed, man. I'm annoyed at technology. We've come so far.
Yeah, I'm about to drop a band.
On what?
Maybe it'll work, man.
On a new computer? Really? No. No, you're not.
I'm going to need to get one for college anyway.
Yeah, that's a fair point. That's a good point.
Yeah, it'll be my computer, but it'll be usable.
That's just...
Because if something's new, it's going to use.
Nice.
Because it's looking like the final solution.
We had a perfectly good I'm still so annoyed. Because we had a perfectly good podcast about discussions with meat. About this lady.
Yeah.
Which I will play that video again. For the audience. We've heard it before, but...
I believe we should move beyond all meat. The assumption that the best protein comes from corpses is a racist belief. How do you know the animal would have picked you to feed off their corpse? 21st century animal believe we should move. Feed off their corpse. 21st century animal eating requires our complicity in a new colonialism. These events especially affect girls and young women. Your hamburger comes with a dose of misogyny. Popular culture is flooded with references to sexy.
Yep.
Naturally omnivores. And that includes women.
That's it. That's it. It is a shame. It is an honest to God shame. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. This is the world we live in, folks.
Yeah.
This is the world we decide to leave. This is the world we decide to live in.
Unfortunately.
This is the world you have chosen to live in, ladies and gentlemen. You have decided to live in a world.
I can't believe there's sheep out there who believe this crap.
You have decided to live in a world where you, yourself, are believing that plants are the healthier way to go. When, don't get me wrong, I love a good salad from time to time.
Yeah, however, humans are naturally omnivores.
When you look at human history...
We're omnivores.
Not only that, but you have looked at human history. What have we done since the beginning of time?
Eat meat.
We've hunted and eat it and eat meat.
And not just white people. Everybody.
Not just white people. Not just dirty, disgusting white people.
Everybody.
That you claim we are. Yes, we are white. But who cares? Because one thing is for sure. African Americans. Black people. Have all hunted. They eat meat. Asians.
They eat meat,
obviously. The Indian people, meat. Asian, South Asians, whatever the fuck you call them. They eat meat. I'm not trying to make this a racist argument.
Every ethnicity, every country has meat in their cuisine.
Oh my god, I want to punch people. You, that's right. You out there listening to this crap shit of a podcast, you decide to eat, to claim that meat is terrible for you. When you yourself are meat!
Just eat whatever the hell you want.
Just eat whatever the hell you want. If you decide.
Just don't make it my problem that what you're eating.
Just don't shove it in my face and then you'll be fine.
Yeah, what you decide to eat is not my problem.
If you think that your diet could consist of ice cream, Chex Mix, and beef jerky, then so fucking be it.
I don't give a shit.
I love beef jerky.
In all honesty, man, like, unless you're feeding me, financing me, or fucking me, I don't give a shit what you do.
Exactly! Exactly. Yeah. If you would decide to have your diet consist of Taco Bell.
I wouldn't recommend it, but go ahead.
I wouldn't recommend it because of the after effects of Taco Bell, but fuck it. Oh, man. Hey, now it's running smoothly now. Knock on wood. At this point, knock on anything.
Yeah.
Did you fucking see that Joe Rogan is trying to be canceled for shit he said 10 years ago?
It's not right, man.
It's not right, man.
Censorship.
The FCC doesn't even bother him anymore. Yeah.
Well, because we shouldn't be censoring people.
Do you know why Fear Factor got canceled in the first place?
Why?
Because of donkey jizz. One of the challenges was having to drink donkey or horse sperm. Google that, I might be wrong. Look up the reason why Fear Factor got canceled. Yeah. You will laugh your ass off. I think it was donkey sperm or horse.
That's
or,
harmless.
Or it horse does, jizz.
You're swallowing cum at that point.
I mean,
cum is cum.
I mean, I could make too many jokes about that.
There's certain people out there you could probably get very easily to do
the
that.
Media, the porn...
There's some talented...
FetLife is a strange place, man.
Yeah.
Do not go on that website.
Let's see, why was Fear Factor...
Fear Factor was canceled because... of...
I'm reading.
You're reading the article.
It came down. Okay, it was, a mixture of donkey urine and semen.
Oh, it's even worse.
Alright, that's even worse. Cancel-worthy.
It's not cancel-worthy.
But, hey, you know.
Fear Factor has done much worse.
Yeah, than drinking.
When Fear Factor was at its prime, it was like, oh, it's great. He was high on every episode.
Yep.
Joe Rogan was high on every episode.
Just who he is.
Don't blame him. I don't blame him. I'm pretty sure Joe's a pretty cool dude to chill with.
Yeah, look, I've never, from what I've listened to, from what I've seen, from what I've read about him, I don't have a problem with the guy.
I have a great deal of respect for him. I don't like him as a comedian because he's been bland, but as a podcaster, he's awesome.
Oh, he's a better podcaster than he is a comedian.
Yes, yes.
And he found what he's good at, and he's doing it.
Yes. Look at him.
And to be fair, he's actually pretty impartial with interviews. He's a good interviewer.
He is. When Neil Young, of all fucking people, is trying to cancel you, you got a problem.
Yeah.
You got an issue, you people. You fuck nuggets.
Yeah, if you start rallying around Neil Young in 2020.
Neil Young is like 80-something.
To be honest with you, I didn't even
fuck
know
is
he,
this shit?
I didn't know the man was still alive.
I thought he was dead like 2 years ago. I thought he died like 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, what do people in their 80s tend to do, man?
He looks good for 80-something, though.
It's all that money.
That's true. Hollywood does.
You know, you get famous, you make the money, and
people want to discuss what the fountain of youth is. Get famous. There you go.
No, you know, it's called plastic surgery.
Oh my god, don't even get me fucking started on plastic surgery. Kardashian fuckers.
That's what the fountain of youth is actually. You make money and get plastic surgery. That's the fountain of youth, everyone.
I hate every single one of the Kardashians. I hate every single fucking one of them. Luka Doncic just scored 28 points in the first quarter.
He's one cold motherfucker.
Good for him. This courtesy.
He's free of KP.
Yeah.
He's celebrating.
He's celebrating by being free
of Kristaps Porzingis.
Twitter is a very strange place, by the way. I'm shocked you don't have, Twitter, use it daily.
When would I be tweeting?
I don't know, on the podcast.
Well, I'm usually talking on the podcast.
So, here we go. Twitter is going for a Thirst Trap Thursday thing. And I will lose my shit on this because there are people out there who are disgusted on this Thirst Trap Thursday thing, and it's for women, you know, it's women, you know, showing whatever the fuck they decide to do, because you know what,
it's a free country,
it's a free fucking country.
You
want to
do it, you do it.
If you want to show your dick on Twitter, do it. I wouldn't recommend it, but do it, because it's Twitter. You could be Nelly and accidentally post a sex tape on Instagram.
Look, man.
I
could have started an OnlyFans film once.
Please,
and I said no.
Don't.
I said no.
Thank God.
I was selling drugs to a cam girl, and, you know, I got an offer where I would have even gotten some cuts if I started, like, 3 videos, but I wasn't still gonna do it.
Yeah, there you go.
I almost started some videos, man.
Oh,
I could have been like Nelly, so I understand. But look, it gives Nelly some publicity. Man ain't been popping since 2006. Now he can start fucking.
It's getting
hot
here.
He can be,
so take off all your clothes.
My guy can be popping again like it's 03.
Good man.
He can get, yeah, like my guy ain't been hot since 06, so you know what? Good for him.
What a great reference I pulled out of my ass there. But. Yeah, there's a Twitter argument that said, you know, Thirst Trap Thursday, you know, you shouldn't need to post yourself nude or whatever the fuck you decide to be. I say this.
You want it.
Fuck it. If you want to show your titties or lingerie, fucking do it.
I'll be asking you, most of the girls I slept with in my life, I don't think they really felt like they were degrading themselves. They were horny, I was horny, we fucked. It's not like some sexist agenda to it.
No, there's no sexist
it's human
agenda
nature.
This whole thing. It's
humans
human nature.
Like to fuck.
Humans do like to fuck. If you decide, hey, I'm gonna show up in like fishnet lingerie with a tail on my ass, then fucking do it. I don't care.
I don't give a shit.
It's a free country, you know? Do whatever the fuck you decide to do.
I'm convinced that these people who are like all like about sex like are the people who don't have none.
Virgins.
Either virgins or, you know, they maybe.
Which again,
you know,
their choice.
Maybe, you know, homegirl gets her cheeks clapped like maybe twice a year or something.
Twitter porn is very strange. The porn side of Twitter is very strange.
I didn't even know there would be porn.
There is. That's where majority of the OnlyFans girls promote their shit. You're gonna download Twitter now, are you?
Nah. I don't need pornos. And no. OnlyFans too? Nah. That's a dirty, dirty business.
Yeah, so the argument.
But you know what? There's people dumb enough to spend money on it.
But there's.
You know what? That says also a lot about things. That there's a, that, you know, OnlyFans is a fucking industry. There's enough people dumb enough to buy that shit for it to be a fucking industry.
Porn is free for a reason, ladies and gentlemen. Nate, I say more.
Amen.
Amen to that.
OnlyFans only would have been worthwhile if I ever started it.
That's for sure. That's, yeah.
That
holy shit, this, what the fuck? So here's what's going on here. Joe Rogan caught on camera for using the N-word. He's got street cred.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
If you're hanging out with Dave Chappelle, Snoop Dogg, and Kevin Hart, and so forth... By the way, Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg are fucking hilarious together.
Yeah, because they're both funny-ass dudes. They're both funny-ass dudes.
Alright, who would you want to chill out with more? Dave Chappelle or Snoop Dogg?
Probably Snoop Dogg.
I would want to chill with Uncle Snoop.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
For like chill.
Absolutely.
Now, for like a long car ride, however,
long
Dave
car
Chappelle.
Ride, absolutely Dave Chappelle. Or
Dave
Kevin
Chappelle
Hart.
Would be a long car ride.
Dave would tell stories.
Yeah, that's what I'd say.
He would tell stories.
But for hanging out, I feel like you'd get into
Get drunk with Snoop Dogg.
You'd get into some shit.
Get drunk or high with Snoop Dogg would be great.
Yeah.
I would fucking enjoy that. And frozen again.
I low-key hope Snoop likes a blunt at the Super Bowl.
Is he performing at the Super Bowl?
He is.
Are you fucking kidding me again? Please hold. It's just Rose again. There we go. Now we're good. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Snoop Dogg is performing at the Super Bowl. I completely forgot about that.
He better light a blunt there.
He fucking better.
That would send a statement.
In Los Angeles, by the way. Well, Inglewood, technically.
Yeah, but, you know, it's as close to, you know, home as it can be for that guy.
Absolutely.
Let him light a blunt at the Super Bowl.
I would not mind that at
you know,
all.
You know Roger Goodell would come, like, flying it.
Did we talk about Ben Simmons and James Harden yet on this particular subject?
I don't really remember. The takes are blended
together. The takes are blended together. All right,
I'm like half asleep and I'm a fucking disaster.
Here we go. All right. The Nets traded James Harden to the 76ers for Ben Simmons, Seth Curry, Andre Drummond, and two first-round picks, which I respond with, Daryl Morey must be fired as soon as fucking possible.
He gave...
Who the hell would do that?
He gave a 25-year-old, borderline all-star two first-round picks for a 32-year-old guard in his decline who... has experienced a negative, who's experienced worse production this year than he has in years due to the rule changes that have hurt his production.
I hate this.
The flaws of Ben Simmons are not going to be as evident on the Nets.
The Nets better win a
because
title.
Ben Simmons doesn't have to do anything other than be Ben Simmons on the Nets.
Which is a great defender and a guy who was a great dunk.
Like yeah, the issue with the Sixers. The Sixers were making him do too much.
Yes!
Because they kept Tobias Harris instead of Jimmy Butler.
Fucking. I will never let that go. Yeah. If Sixers fans do decide to trash this, I will respond with the following. You get Tobias Harris over Jimmy Butler.
And that actually was probably the worst thing they did.
You fucking morons.
Yeah.
You morons. I will never get that.
They wasted an excellent rebuild by trying to take shortcuts towards the end.
Tobias Harris over. And also, they trade Markelle Fultz away.
Well, that they had to.
Yeah, you trade to Orlando, not a bad idea.
No, but they had to trade Markelle Fultz because it was just a train wreck in the beginning. It's Philly.
His shoulder was meat.
His shoulder was messed up and the fans were getting all in at him. And he needed to go somewhere with less pressure than Philly, because Philly is an East Coast sports market. Their fans are fanatical.
I love Philly fans sometimes. I really do.
Hey, you gotta give them credit. They follow their team.
They do. Oh, they do.
Like, they will never acknowledge that they're fucking up, even if they know they're fucking
TJ up. TJ Watt just named Defensive Player of the Year.
Fine.
God bless him.
Good man.
Did you see the MLB, the Major League Baseball, CBA discussions?
I can't believe it.
What the fuck is going on?
Look, fuck the MLB.
Fuck the owners.
Yeah, the MLB commissioner, Rob Manfred, scum.
Thank you. Thank you. He says he wants to protect the integrity of the game.
He was saying that shit about so many different subjects over the years, and it's all fucking horseshit. And the more times he tries to talk about protecting the integrity of the game, the more he hurts the integrity of the game.
So, let's discuss this in perspective. Before we get to the CBA, Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds were missed out of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, when they both had historic seasons that should be recognized.
Ironically... Two or three days later, baseball announces they stopped testing for steroids. What the fuck, man? What the fuck?
But why are you just going to not acknowledge Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens?
How many records do those two hold alone?
Not just that. How about Sammy Sosa? How about Mark McGwire?
Alex Rodriguez. By the way, rest in peace, Jason Giambi. He just died today.
I thought it was Jeremy Giambi.
Is Jason Giambi?
I thought it was Jeremy. I thought it was his brother.
Which of the Giambi brothers died?
I think Jeremy Giambi.
It was Jeremy Giambi, yeah.
Rest in peace.
Wow, I'm sorry. Jason, I'm sorry. That's a fine.
You got the wrong brother.
Isn't Jason a Hall of Famer?
Isn't he? Or if he isn't, he should be.
Let me see.
Or not because
is Jason a Hall of Famer?
Maybe not because he did juice. Yeah, he's not in the Hall
of Fame. He's not in the Hall of Fame. That's amazing.
Because he juiced.
Fuck that. Oh, it's right.
Sammy Sosa isn't. Mark McGwire isn't.
That's right. He was awesome with Oakland.
Yeah. Not enough, but is he going to get recognized for those seasons?
Nope.
It's a disgrace.
It's a disgrace.
You know, how are you going to talk about protecting the integrity of the game when you don't acknowledge that? You don't acknowledge Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire in 1998. You don't acknowledge...
Oh, like, that home run race.
That's that stuff of legends. Those are two incredible hitters doing what they did best at an incredible rate that year.
Do me a favor. I want you to look up the Rookie of the Years for the Dodgers in the mid-90s. How did they not win one World Series during that time? I think it was like 92 to 96. Baseball rookie. Dodgers Rookie of the Year.
Because they let guys go. They let these guys go.
Really?
Well, they didn't stay. I don't think they all thought.
Eric Karras, Mike Piazza, Ron Mondesi. Unbelievable. That's funny.
If they managed to actually develop them all like in unison together, man.
Oh my God. Be beautiful, Tommy Lasorda. Jesus, I'm just looking up the Dodgers.
They have a hell of a history.
They really do. They're infuriating, though. Can I, I will always say that, hold on, yeah, 92, yeah, from 92 to 95.
Yeah, they had it locked.
Yeah, Eric Karras, Mike Piazza, Rael Mondesi, and Hideo Nomo. And a plus Todd Hollinsworth in 1996. How did they not win at least one championship during that time? That is infuriating. Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome.
That's incredible, man.
Also, does Tommy Lasorda? Tommy Lasorda looks like the Italian mobster. He does. No, actually, he looks like Tommy Lasorda in the 80s. He looks like the grandfather trying too hard at baseball games for his grandkids. He does, right?
Back in the 80s.
Back in the 80s, oh my God. God bless him. God bless Tommy. Hall of Famer, by the way.
Oh, absolutely.
Hall of Famer Tony Perez. Hall of Famer Tony Perez. Pees in the shower. 2000 Hall of Famer, by the way.
Yeah, I just can't believe that we're doing this pretend the 90s and early 2000s didn't
exist. Oh my God, those were the best of baseball.
Yeah, do you have any of the ratings that, like, all those hitters brought?
Oh, beautiful.
Like, that, like, those McGwire-Sosa games when they were playing each other, when Sosa was on the Cubs, McGwire was on the Cardinals. Those games sold out and had the huge-ass TV ratings that they don't get these days.
So good.
And then we don't acknowledge them.
And the ownership is destroying the CBA.
Yeah. Because the owners...
Because they're cheap fucking Jews.
They're greedy.
Excuse my French, but it's true.
They are.
They are cheap fucking Jews. Let me get this straight here. You don't want to pay award bonuses to players to have the budget be $100 million. You want to make it $10 million. You want to keep the rookie salary for $500,000 from what the proposal is to $700,000 a year to $500,000. You want to keep it at five.
Yeah, and then we see the wealth of all of these owners. You do not buy a professional sports team if you're broke.
I mean, John Spano did in the 90s.
But yeah, but he...
That's different.
And look how it went for him.
That's different.
It did not go too well for
him. They made a whole 30 for 30 on that guy. That was a great film.
Yeah, because it's so weird that a broke guy tried to buy
the New York Islanders
sports team.
Can I also say, speaking of 30 for 30s, they recently did a 30, ESPN did a 30 for 30 on the Tuck Rule game.
Damn.
I completely forgot it was a 20-year anniversary of the Tuck Rule. I completely forgot. I was like, oh, why is the tuck rule being discussed? And then I remember, it's 2002, February 2002. Oh shit, the tuck rule came.
I can't believe that's 20 years.
I can't believe that was 20 years ago. Unbelievable, man. We're old as shit.
That's why constantly it blows my mind that Tom Brady retired, because my whole football watching, like,
I want to get your thoughts on that.
That I remember.
Because Brady retired 2 weeks ago. Tom Brady retires last week, or earlier last week. Honestly, his legacy will always be... Don't you fucking dare phrase again. Please hold. Someone's gonna die.
Still alive?
Please hold. Please hold. Computer's just shows. Nope. Wait. Nope. Still not responding. I'm gonna kill someone. I'm going to break something, John.
Yeah, that's very understandable in this instance.
All right, fuck this shit. I'm done.
Yeah, I understand that.
I'm done.
You need a pack, man.
I'm done. I need a pack.
I mean,
are you fucking kidding me? Now it starts?
You gotta be kidding me.
I'm gonna break something. Nope, now it's frozen again. It's the computer. There we go. Oh my god, that was for... So, computer keeps freezing. That's great. Let's get to the head coaching hires, and then we'll go to the Super Bowl. What was that?
Yeah.
Because we got to get
to sleep. We need to run this through.
Oh, my God. Saints hired Dennis Allen.
Meh.
Yeah. Blah.
I don't think he's really a great head coach. I think he's better off as a coordinator.
To be fair, it was the Raiders.
Yeah, but it wasn't just the fact that it was a bad roster. It was just the play call and the lack of leadership. I think he's a guy who, you know, is not really meant to take charge of the whole thing.
No.
I feel like the Saints in like 2-3 years will make another coach and hire.
Yeah. Mike McDaniel is the Dolphins head coach.
Very mixed.
I'm fucking tired, man.
I feel you.
I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm very mixed on McDaniel.
And the one that I love the most is Lovie Smith.
You know, I'm amazed that it took him this long to be an NFL head coach again.
Yeah.
He made the Super Bowl with Rex Grossman.
That's all you need. That's all we need to know about Lovie Smith.
Yeah, if he can't get...
He got fired from Chicago after a 10-6 season. Never understand why.
I don't know, because for some reason Chicago's management seemed to think that Jay Cutler was going to lead them to, like, a Super Bowl or something.
All right.
10-6 was really the ceiling of a Jay Cutler team.
That's true. All right. He did go 11-5 in 2010. Give him credit. Jamar Chase, Offensive Rookie of the Year.
I agree.
Oh. Here we go. Finally, we'll reach the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 56 is being played this Sunday in Los Angeles. The Cincinnati Bengals and the Los Angeles Rams will do battle for the Lombardi Trophy for the 56th time.
35-24, Los Angeles.
I want to say Cincinnati to say go fuck the... I want to say the Bengals because the Rams are my division rival. But I do think the Rams ultimately win this game.
Yeah, I think it's... You know what the issue is? That Bengals offensive line on that Ram pass rush.